August 31st, Andy Kellywood. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Andy Kellywood was the maintenance man for Navajo Ministries. He was the type of guy who was eager to help a person in need. In today's story, the director of Navajo Ministries had his hands full with three troublesome boys who would regularly sneak out at night and cause all sorts of mischief. In an effort to discipline the boys, the director assigned them to work for Andy every morning that summer. Here's what happened.
When you trust an untested man, he can grow to pass the test. The first day Andy had the three troublemakers on his maintenance crew, he lined them up and pointed to a patch of weeds. That day, it was over 90 degrees outside. The work was dusty, monotonous, and backbreaking. The boys wiped sweat on their shirt sleeves, but not once did they complain. For a whole week, they persevered. At first, Andy stayed close. As they proved themselves, he left periodically to show they had earned his trust. The next week, Andy introduced the boys to the push mower used to care for more than an acre of lawn. He taught them to check the oil and gas, explained the mowing pattern, and then pulled the cord. The engine rumbled to life. The boys took turns. When the grass clippings filled the bag, he showed them how to empty them into the front end bucket on the blue tractor. Then he drove the tractor to the dumpster, deposited the clippings, and taught the boys to reattach the bag. After the lawn was finished, he told them to refill the mower's gas tank. The boys seemed to be getting more engaged, but the day he led them to the blue tractor really drew them in. "Do you want to drive?" Their eyes widened in shock. He was going to trust them with the tractor? At the same time, both fear and excitement flitted across their faces. Andy invited Casey to climb onto the driver's seat and showed him where to place his hands and feet. The others watched as he taught Casey to turn on the tractor and put it into the low, low gear. The rhythm of the engine matched the slow speed of Casey's first drive, and Andy walked right next to him. Once Casey had control, Andy put the tractor in a higher gear. As Andy repeated the process with the others, eagerness sparked in their eyes. They became proficient, their grins widened. Then they learned their favorite part, how to release the bucket so the clippings fell into the dumpster. As summer progressed, Andy gave them more responsibility. When one task was finished, they asked what else needed to be done, and they stayed past their mandatory work hours. The boys took ownership of their work. When water lines broke, they put their backs into digging through the hard earth, even breaking concrete to help with the repairs. Andy knew their work was not only an investment in Navajo Ministries, but also in the boys' futures. He watched for opportunities to teach them new skills. They changed oil, brakes, and rotors on the ministry's vehicles. And when it was time for new tires, he taught them to shop for the best price so no one would overcharge them. Andy said, "If you ever get a car, then you know what to do." Once summer was over, the boys found Andy after school and asked if they could help him. They were standing taller, Andy said. Half Navajo and half Laguna Pueblo, Andy knew what it was like to struggle to grow up, navigate through multiple cultures, and get into trouble. When he blew it, he had no one to talk to. But it's different for these boys. They talk to him. Andy loves planting good into their futures. And to plant that one little seed has Andy standing taller too. Mark 4:8 says, "But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced." Is there someone in your life that you can sow into and help grow? When you trust an untested man, he can grow to pass the test.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it's August 31st. Just heard a story about Andy Kellywood, and that story reminded me a little bit about my past. as an elementary school teacher. I tried to do this outside with a school in the background, but the wind wasn't having it. But I remember looking at my school list of kids that I'll be receiving for fourth grade for that year. And I remember looking at the list and going, okay, that looks good. Oh boy. Yep, I know that youngster. Okay, this looks good. Oh man, I know who that youngster is, troublemaker, whatever. And as I would start to prepare for the year, I'd be thinking about those kids that really had some challenges, just like the ones in that story, the ones that kept escaping. And what a wonderful job Andy did. And what I decided to do is I was just going to be very purposeful in my teaching with these kids. And probably more than anything, just be thinking about how I can best serve them, how I can best teach them, how I can best model to these kids to make their year just an amazing year for them in their fourth grade season. And it also reminds me a little bit about when Jesus went out looking for his disciples and started picking up people. They probably weren't unlike those three boys that were just kind of trouble and had some troubles in the past. And it's just, you know, such challenges that they faced. But Jesus, what he did so well was to seek first to understand them. And more than anything, just take them, guide them, be a role model for them, and coach them along the way. And, you know, as I did this and I worked with these youngsters for 170 some days, it was very refreshing for me to see the change in them through me. And I'm not saying that I was able to do the best with every youngster that I worked with, but being intentional in my work was very helpful for me to have them, to make sure that they had just the best year that they could. So the challenge that I have today is, you know what, let's look at the young. Let's find those young people in our life that we can model, that we can surround ourselves with, that we can, you know, have a leadership role in their life. And when we do that, there's no doubt that they will remember us forever, and that our teaching, our modeling, and our leadership will be instrumental in their growth. So that's the challenge for today. Have a great day.